Today is April 3rd, 2012. My name is Trey Love, and I'm the one and only Playboy Comedy. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. You are live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, 310-861-2317. It would be greatly appreciated if you take the time to call in today. You know what I'm saying? Holler at us. We need to hear from you. Myself and my lovely co-host, Ms. Nia Hernandez, will be live today to give you just the scoop on everything. Relationship woes are the segments that we do. Today's segment is specified around trust. Very interesting subject. Let's talk about trust. Let's talk about trust in business. Let's talk about trust in friendships. Let's talk about trust in relationships. You know, let's just think trust. And you know, when you prove untrustworthy, you know, I want you guys to call in and really help us out with this subject today. When you prove untrustworthy, how do you either gain trust back, or let's say, how can you? What are the stipulations once you've proven yourself untrustworthy? It's really something to think about. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to make an announcement, a few announcements, y'all. So many things to catch up on. One of our proud sponsors at Handsome Life Radio is none other than Tanaya Capri of Thixotics Entertainment. You know, the big, beautiful women getting out, doing their thing, man. Tanaya's shows are always off the chain. They are extravaganzas. If you've ever had an opportunity to check out one of her shows, man, you know what I'm talking about, man. She gets down. She put the girls together, and I love what they're doing. You know, it's it takes all kind of people to make up a world, and there are all types of shape sizes of women, and to just be specific and say that, oh, this is just beautiful, you know, this is what beauty is. No, there's all type of beauty there, and we all have choices on what we consider and want to be beauty. And I just personally think, just because I love her to death, that Miss Tanaya Capri is one of the most wonderful, gorgeous women that I've ever had the opportunity to know, be around, and be friends with. And actually, like I said, she has taken a step to sponsor, you know, be one of our proud sponsors on Handsome Life Radio. So we just want to give a major shout out and thank you to her for that. And all she does, you know, she supports me, y'all. Y'all know every time, you know, something goes down, even when someone close to her had passed away, you know, she called in, you know, to the radio station. We did a special segment just for her, you know, and that's how we do over here. You know, we're a supportive team, you know, Nia Hernandez, Monica Hughes, Marcia J, you know, out in Kansas City, my girl Monica's out in New York, yo, Mount Vernon. I got them coast to coast with it, you know what I'm saying, helping me out doing this thing. Nia's my actually right-hand girl. She's right up under me right here in the IE holding it down, you know, mother of two, taking care of them beautiful boys of hers, man. I just want to shout her out for just being an amazing woman, man. I actually, you know, have had some opportunities to kind of sit down and talk with Nia, and her mind, you know, I love talking to not just people in general, but a woman that's mind is so sharp, you know what I mean? And I just enjoy what we're doing, and it's going to get greater, man. You know, we've both been invited to panels and things of that nature, so it's going all the way down, man. Y'all going to be hearing so much more out of myself, Mr. Trey Love, as well as Nia Hernandez. And today, guys, I am very excited to announce that we will be having a mix down by none other than our favorite DJ, Miss DJ Jamar, you know, and she also does Foreplay Fridays. So hopefully we can get her or her business partner, Darren, or one of them to call in and promote Foreplay Fridays, man, because it goes down. Want to give a shout out to my main man, Deshaun Gabeza. He got a major event coming up that I'm going to be hosting. It's going to be Brian White's and Reagan Gomez's birthday party, y'all. That's going to be really, really excited. It really exciting. I got to give a shout-out to my boy Jamal, man, him and RJ out there in the IE, man. They show so much love, man. I had so much fun at his party, man. Shout-out to Keisha, man, all y'all. And later on in the show, I'm going to get back and let y'all know how the Nora et Blanc party went down this weekend, March 31st, 2012, man. It was off the chain. I know if you wasn't there, you heard about it, man, because, I mean, it goes down. You know what I mean? The Empresario group goes hard. So we're going to discuss, you know, how that party went. And also, we're going to tell you about the upcoming party from the Empresario group. The summer solstice, that's going to be coming very, very soon. May 27th is the date to be exact for that. So if you were at the Nora and Black party, you are really going to just sit right in and have a good time at the summer solstice. Shout out to my boy Darren, man. Darren's a photographer. Excellent work he does. Shout out to my homegirl, Lyrical Spice of Nicole Cartier Entertainment. She actually brought us Mr. L. DeBarge Jr. Let me say that one more time. I don't know if y'all heard me, L. DeBarge Jr. Yes. His L. DeBarge's son, L. DeBarge Jr., is a R&B singer as well. I mean, the young brother's tight, man. You know what I'm saying? Looking forward to a very blessed career from that young man, yo. You know, pay attention. There's going to be a lot going on. And last but not least, before I get to go into music and get ready to get my co-host lined up, man, I just want to say that April 12, 2012, if you are in the Los Angeles area, please, 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 I beg you for your support, man. Come on, check your boy out. I want to shout out David Arnold for, I actually, you know, took his stand-up, the Art of Stand-Up Comedy class. And I want to say this for anyone that is trying to be funny, or for anyone such as myself that's already funny and making a career out of this, and you're to a point where, you know, you kind of feel like, I need to rev it up a little bit, I'm going to tell you, it's just like being a teacher and having to go get recertified, man. I am feeling amazing right now, and people do know that I'm confident. Yes, I'm very confident, very cocky, I admit that, but you really have to see the work that I put in. And for those of you who will be in attendance at the Comedy Union on April 12, 2012, know that I'm blowing the roof off that mother. I promise you. I assure you that I'm going to bring it from the Himalaya player himself. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to see Trey Love get down. So we got a couple shout-outs out the way, man. Make sure everybody that I hope needed love got some love, man. We finna get it down, man. It's finna be about trust today, man. We finna talk about trust. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's going down. So tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in, and the show is about to begin. And remember this, don't ever forget this. If I can't do it, it can't be done. I'm Superman around this motherfucker.
Yeah. 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 If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the shit be. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby. Outside pressure, the pussy, the shut, and I pop. Yeah. Get the bubble, squeeze my pistol, I'm sure that I got it. I see the pipe of big peppers and run by fives. I 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nines. Tell niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. Woo. You gon' be that next chump, then up in the trunk. After being hit by the pump, is that what you want? Be easy, nigga, I lay your ass out. Nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone.
Yeah. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'm down for the action. He's smart with his mouth to smack. You hold your strap, you might come back to flat. React like a gangster, dollar like a gangster for action. Cause you be hitting homicide, be asking what happened.
Oh no.
They don't know how to act. Had to sip it to my jack. I blow them off the map with the Mac. Thinking it's all rap. To that ass be clap. And Doc says it's a rap. It's a rap, nigga.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I ain't been how to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead, act up and smack them in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga. You heard me?
Yeah.
When the street lights come on, niggas blasting nines. Get locked up to read books to pass the time.
Woo.
And the game is up and down, so I stay on their mind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie. This ain't mine. I bet you this about grandpa called me a new fan. And grandma always gotta throw her two cents. I'm the dropout, I made more money than the beaches. Ruthless like the coupe, but I come with more features. I am what I am. You can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think nothing of it. Fuck
if it. I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby.
tell me what's really going on. Drizzy back up in this thing, I'm ready, what's happening? Gone for surgery, but now I'm back again. I'm about my paper like a scratch and win. World Series attitude, champagne bottle life. Nothing ever changes, so tonight is like tomorrow night. I will have a model wife, yo, she's as hot as ice. Every time you see me, I look like I hit the lotto twice.
Drake, you got him right.
Yeah, I got him, bun. I love myself cause I swear that life is just not as fun. Neef got the weed, Hush got a gun. CJ got my credit cards and a lot of ones. Yeah, I'm in the city of the purple Sprite. Someone tell Malaya I'm on fire, she should work tonight. Call up King of Diamonds and tell China it be worth the flight. I be at my table stacking dollars to the perfect height. Work something, worth something basis. She just trying to make it, so she right here getting naked. I don't judge her, I don't judge her, but I could never love her, cause to her I'm just a rapper, and soon she'll have met another. That's why me and Lil Jazz out the fast, can you keep up? I'm just feeling sorry for whoever got a sweep up. Yeah, bills everywhere, trill everything, and Drake just stand for do right and kill everything. I love Nicki Minaj, I told her I'd admit it. I hope one day we get married just to say we did it. And girl, I'm serious, I'm with it if you with it, cause your verses turn me on and your pants are mighty fitted. Oh, damn, I think you caught me in a moment like I catch them stealing flows, cause I swear I never loaned it. And life ain't a rehearsal, the camera's always rolling, so come and get a portion of this money that we blowing, cause it's on. Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. Yeah, I hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone. And you just tell me what you down for, anything you down for. I know things have changed, no, I used to be around more. But you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Oh, mother guys, goddamn. Kicking bitches out the condo like Pam. Getting money every day, I'm a groundhog. About to scoop your girl up like a ground ball. I walk light, so I don't piss the ground off. Man, I swim, I do it till they scoop the brown off. That's nasty. Yes, I am wheezy, but I ain't asthmatic. James buying cologne, honey, I put on. Make them run and tell their friends like a marathon. Voice baritone, haters carry on. Beat the up, call me Larry Holmes. Young money, Jerry Sloan. I turn every stone. When she to me, that's how she learned every song. To the women I condone, better write me when I'm gone. No, I'm not that thuggish, not that druggish, but I do pack bones. I'm a love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you. It's only me and her, cause the Bugatti a coupe. It's blood gang slime, but I poly with Snoop. I ain't lying, you don't need signs for proof. Turn you to a vegetable, like you lying in soup. And when I'm in the booth, the line is loose. Man, I got so many styles, I am a group. Damn, I'll be gone till November. And I ain't tripping, I know Drizzy gon' kill him. I'm sticking to the script like lint on denim. Mama said if the rules ain't bent, don't bend them. Real talking, shut the fuck up, ho. Gotta do it one time for Haiti. What up, dope? Be the F, baby, and the F is for front, though. Cause that's where I bring it. Sue if you bang it, motherfucker.
Yeah, girl, it's on. You know what it is when I finally make it home. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Can you just tell me what you down for? Anything you down for? I know things have changed. No, I used to be around more, but you should
miss me a little when I'm gone. I just hope that you miss me a little when I'm gone.
Yeah. Lab in our hearts. JJ. Love you, boy.
I'm gone. Hey, man. Yo, we over here doing it on Handsome Life Radio. But to you haters, you know, we know what you're doing. We know what you're trying to do. But we're going to tell you to miss us, right? All right, without any further ado,
I must bring to the forefront my lovely co-host with her fine self doing her thizzle. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving them crazy, and you better not be lazy. It's the one, the only.
It's about that
y'all
time.
Already know.
Rough Riders. You know, just long.
My lovely co-host, how are you today?
I was getting into the music. I was like, what happened? Why
don't worry. I tell you what, when we go to commercial break, I'm going to play the song just for you. I know you was getting into that, like, hey. I'm ready, though.
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing great.
Man. It's good to be talking to you. Good to hear your voice, lady.
Always, always. Ready to get it in tonight.
Yeah, we ready to chop it up. Today's topic is, and we're going to go right into the topic. Last week, for our loyal listeners that were tuned in, you know, we had a moment, and it was one of those moments. We were supposed to do trust last week, but we had a moment that, and we're just going to say again, rest in peace to Mr. Trayvon Martin.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to forget that. I can't forget it. It's too deep in my soul, as well as those of so many people. And this is, and honestly, I hate to say it like this, but this really is a black thing. So what we're going to do now, though, is we're going to go ahead and keep our subject. And any updates we get as far as news and stuff, we'll relate. But George Zimmerman, quote-unquote, supposedly turned himself in, y'all. You know how it goes. His dad's some kind of judge and all this kind of crap. So I don't want to get into all that. But I do have some news to report, something that I am very, very excited about. And I want to give I really do want to take my hat off to Mr. Tyler Perry. I just want to say to him that he is living proof that to whom much is given, much is expected. The man I don't know him personally, but I just observe him from what I see on TV, different things I read and have read. And I'm going to put it on out there. A lot of people wonder why they aren't blessed and why they don't have this and why they don't have that. It's because of who you are and your character. That's why you will never be more than per se what you are. You'll never go any further because of your character and the things you do and your tactics in business. Here's why I want to give Tyler Perry a shout out, and I do realize why God put him in the position he did, because see, God puts us all in our positions. None of us are bigger or greater than the Creator. So I just want to put that out there. But the reason why I'm just giving this man so much homage today, Nia, did you know that he's giving Bobby Christina a job?
No, I didn't realize that. So now that's news to me.
Mm-hmm. He actually. Say what?
A job doing what? What will she be doing?
She's going to be acting on one of his sitcoms.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Yeah, as like a hairdresser, I heard something, and I wrote that down because I really, you know, what I respect so much about the man is literally putting his money where his mouth is. You know, when my mom passed away so many years ago, her relatives, her friends, this is what they all said: girl, don't worry about nothing. We're going to take care of them if something, you know, when something happened to you. And then it was just funny, like at the funeral, you get all these, oh, if you need something, call me. And then you call these people, and they never have time. They never, not to say you need anything even financially from them. Sometimes you might just want to talk. But people are so afraid to even give their time. They won't even take the time to sometimes just talk to you. And for Tyler Perry to step up to the plate and do more, while everybody's sitting up gossiping, oh, yeah, her mama this, and, you know, Bobby that, and this and that, the man has taken the initiative to hire her on a sitcom. And I pray for her. For her, I truly pray that this is something good for her, and I hope it works out for her. You know, I really pray that Bobby Christina is truly a success story because, like I said, just with so many things that's gone on. Okay, I got you, Nia. I see you. I see you. Just with so many things that have gone on, just in the game, and is just in the business of the, you know, just the business of how things have gone. You know, especially what happened so tragically to her mother, who we loved and lost. You know. Man, we're going to play some Whitney later, too. Let me write that down, you know, just for Bobby Christina to let her know her mother's beautiful voice will always live in all of us forever. And, young lady, I'm going to just let you know right now that over your handsome life, we are praying for you, dear. We are wishing the best for you. And, again, hats off to Tyler Perry. Let me just start off with this quick little prayer real quick. And if, man, we're going to open the lines up, man, because, yo, we got a million of them on a line today with us, Nia. So I want to say this. You know, I got a couple favorite prayers. One of my favorite prayers is, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Woo! Y'all don't hear me, church. All right, there's one more prayer I got. I can't even think of it right now. God going to get me for being bad. But, y'all, we're going to play this song for me, and then when we come back, man, we're going to open the line. So far, we got Shawnee B on the line. We got Marcia on the line. And, Nia, you say Brenda's on the line?
Brenda's on the line.
Which number? Because I see a 713 and a 951. That's Brenda. I got you, Brenda.
All right, she hears you.
Yeah, I got you, Brenda. All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and play a little cut just for Nia, and then from there we're going to come back and we're going to start talking about trust. This one going to be good. So tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy of Comedy is in with his co-host, Nia Hernandez. This is about to go down. blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, 310-861-2317.
It's about that time, y'all. Rough Riders. You know, that's long.
Hey, 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 what up, what up? This is Nia Hernandez, and you guys are listening to Handsome Life Radio. Today's topic is trust, trust in a relationship. So what we're going to do before I put my whole spin on it is we're going to go to the listeners. We want to get your feedback. When does trust actually come into the relationship? Is that something that should happen at the beginning of the relationship? Is it something that's developed? How much pressure should you put on it at the beginning of the relationship? And we're going to talk about a girlfriend of mine who has a guy dude, and he went out of town and he didn't call. I mean, is trust something that's more gender-based? Is it men versus women? Is it something that's just a universal thing? I want to hear what the callers have to say about this.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start with Brenda, because I know that's a good friend of yours and one of the main supporters on Handsome Life Radio, so we're going to go ahead and start with her. But I just want everyone to know, Shawnee B, I got you. Marcia, I got you. There's another 909 number who I have to check. I'm going to check you offline while they're talking. And there's another, I think it's a 713. And the 713, you can remain anonymous. Just hang out on the line. That's totally appreciated, authenticated, respected, and wanted. So thank you so much for just even tuning in to listen to us here on Handsome Life Radio. So I want to give my little spiel before I let Brenda come in. Just real quick, I just want to say straight up that it does have levels, and I'm glad that you asked about that, because it's like, okay, 2 weeks in, where should the relationship be? But then here's another thing, too. It's where's the relationship at physically. I mean, I know that counts a lot for women. You know what I mean? If you've made love to this gentleman, or if you haven't made love to this gentleman, then that changes the demographic, because if it's just kind of a cool, we bonded kind of thing, I like you, you like me, then to me personally, if we haven't had relations, I would say that there should be trust, because it's not to that level. But if you consider it dating, and if he's kind of opened up, say, hey, we're dating and I like you and you like me, then from there, I think the brother should kind of change the way he's operating. And that's just coming from a male perspective. If you don't see, this is one thing I really don't like that a lot of fellas do, and I give myself credit straight up. I'm straight up with women. You know what I mean? You have to be straight up with people. You have to know your grounds, know where you stand. Look, we're friends. Cool. We're going to stay on this page. We're lovers. If that's what we are, then we're going to stay on that page. But if we're in a full, all-out-fledged commitment, and you my girl and I'm your dude, then that's the page we're on. And from there, it shouldn't be a trust. I should be able to lay down and go to sleep every night knowing that my money and my honey is where it's supposed to be. Church. Now, let me go and bring Brenda to the line. So she, you like that, didn't you, Mia? I know you did.
I'm definitely all right.
Say what?
I said I'm dusting my shoulders off for that one right now.
I appreciate that. Brenda, welcome to Handsome Life Radio, and how are you today, darling?
I'm doing great. I actually agree with you on that. I think that if you're just dating and you just met, I don't think it should be any pressure for either one. I mean, because you're just dating. Dating is, I mean, it speaks for itself. If you just met someone and it's only been a week or so, I don't think it should be any pressure. I mean, he may have met another young lady or whatever, and it's just to see who he's more compatible with. After he realizes that it's you that he's compatible with, then you're taking it to the next level. You know, you're spending maybe more one-on-one time, and then that's when the respect and trust should come in. Hopefully he's telling you the truth the first time that you go out. I mean, those are one of the questions that I ask. Are you in a relationship with anyone, you know? I go straight to the point. I don't want to be in any drama or, you know, because I'm trying to be drama-free. So that should be the first thing you talk about before you go on the second date.
That's cool. I like that. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get – now, this is from a married woman's perspective. One of our major publicists that puts us down in the Kansas City, we're going to go ahead and bring Marcia J to the line and get her opinion on this. Marcia.
Hello.
Hey, how are you today, hon?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, everybody's
good. Good. And I want to also thank you guys for the prayers and, you know, everything that's been going on with my family, the loss of my cousin, Terrence. Four is like the relationship, you know, especially when you're in the beginning stages of dating. It's been a while since I dated, of course. Mm-hmm. But first off, like, as soon as you meet a person, you should be able to pick up what kind of characteristics this person has. And that lets you know right offhand what type of person you're dealing with. then, you know, you take that person out on a date and start courting and stuff, and you actually see what kind of habits that they have and what the don't likes and the do likes that they have, you know. And, you know, it's just little things that, you know, you pick up on, and then you start the, like, okay, start testing them. I know everybody go through that test, male and females. Let me test this person, see how they're going to react to it. You know, to let them know, do I really trust this person? How would, you know, if something was to happen or go down, will this person actually have my back? You know,
okay.
Type test.
All right. Now
you
we're going to go ahead and
a lot of different levels.
Okay. Now we're going to go ahead and take one more caller real quick, and then from there we're going to go to a little music because the lines are lit up, and what I want to do is I want to ensure that everyone is given a fair chance to speak. And just to my fellas that's out there listening, it's all women, it's all females, which, you know, Trey Love has no problem at all and no issues taking care of all the women by myself. I have no problem doing that. But it would be good to have some fellas call in and give their opinions on this matter. So right now I'm going to go ahead and take Sean B and let her give us her spiel. From there, we're going to go to music, and then we're going to come back, y'all, and keep talking about this trust thing. Shawnee?
Yeah.
Your line is open, darling.
Thank you, darling. And first of all, thank you again for having me on the show. Miss
Mia.
Glad
to have you.
The same.
Glad to have you.
Yes. Glad to be here with y'all tonight. Now, my thing with the trust thing is that, to me, it's a developmental thing. It's something that happens in stages. It's nothing that you're going to wind up doing, like, first off, because, again, you know, you got to learn the person and things of that nature. So, you know, trust and all of that is, like, steps of just getting to know a person and what a person gives off to you naturally. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, in my opinion, you have to pretty much, like, develop trust. Trust is nothing that you can show and prove on a, you know, amateur level. You just have to be you. And people dealing with their experiences from even previous relationships have to apply that in order to know whether or not they can trust the next person. But I think it's basically one of those, you know, you have to learn the person, know the person in order to develop a trust, in order to, you know, feel like that person is someone where in the relationship, you know, they can leave the nest and you don't have nothing to worry about, basically.
Right. Okay. Ladies, before I go to song, I want to kind of tag on what I kind of summarize. I'm going to say this. I'm going to summarize everything that's pretty much been talked about so far. You know, our lovely co-host Nia started off with you know, levels. And I want to take it back to that because I personally believe that things are about levels. And when I say levels, it's demographics to things. We're, of course, this segment that we do here on Handsome Life is relationship woes. So we're specifically talking about, you know, a man and a female, a male and a female loving type of relationship. But where I'm going to go is I'm going to take it a bit further as far as how a person is as a whole. When I say how that person is as a whole, a person that's in business with you, a person that says that they're your friend, a person that just comes into your life. One thing I do like about Nia and my baby's mama is the same, where her and Nia remind me of each other. You got to work to get into their circle. You know what I'm saying? You got to work to get them to, quote unquote, give you the amen or blessings or the love that you just come in like, hey, how you doing? I'm a nice person. Nia be like, uh-uh. My baby mama's saying, wait, hold on. I don't know you. And I like that. And that's why I'm glad to have certain people around me, that, and I consider you ladies not just friends but protectors to watch a silly motherfucker. I'm trying so hard not to cuss. Y'all forgive me in the name of Allah. Did you hear me, Nia? I tried. I almost did.
$25 for that word.
$25. But you saw me. I was like, mother, dang. And it just came out. I tried to stop it, and the mother, it just went. But whatever.
Don't make new pair of shoes.
Y'all, it went. Y'all heard me. I'm sitting over here, yes. And the way I feel about the thing is, if, you know, I'm the type of mother, damn, and it just went. So where I'm going to go, ladies, is here. Truly, I watch a person's character. Like, I got a buddy, and I'm not going to say his name to, you know, protect the innocent. But me and this dude been friends for, and I'm going to call him a friend. We've been friends for 20 years. We've been friends since we were in, you know, high school. We were kids. But here's the deal. And if he listens to the show or he doesn't listen to the show, it's real talk. This is, and he know, and see, here's the thing. He himself knows why. There was a time in my life that this was such my partner. It don't matter where I lived, who I had with me, what woman I was dating or whatever. If he came to me any time during the night, say, man, I need to crash. You know what? That's my partner. I'd be like, nah, this is my dog. I'm not going to leave my dog on the streets. Now, let's go here. This is a 20-year partnership. Now, he had to tell me straight up, for the people that do really know me, see, a lot of y'all take this image, you don't really know me. For the people that really do know me, he even said to me himself, he said, Lewis, out of all these years, man, you ain't never crossed me, you ain't never stole no money from me, you ain't never hollered at none of my women, or did this, that, and the third. Because, see, what it's about is I do unto others as I have them do unto me. That's the way I operate. That's the way I live my life on a day-to-day basis, and I want everybody to know that. I don't hide from that. I'm going to treat you, and I promise you that. This is one thing I promise to anybody. I'm going to treat you exactly how you treat me. Now, because of what I do, I may not have time or be able to give you the love you feel like you deserve from me because I'm busy, but if you treat me good and you hold me up in the light, trust me, every time I see you, hey, what's up, and I'm going to hold you up in the light. I'm going to do that. But if you try to dog me, mother, excuse me, Allah, if you did, I'm letting you know right now, if you try to dog me or you try to degrade me, you try to put me down, I'm letting you know right now, don't let this pretty face fool you. It's going to be some serious problems. You understand what I'm saying? That's how I got it. It's going to be some problems. You understand what I'm saying? And the problems are not going to be mine. They're going to be yours because I'm going to give them to you. I ain't even going to hold them. I'm not. See, like the people that kill themselves, Neil put something up about some suicide. I always wonder, why would you kill yourself? See, me, I'm going to kill the mother I'm mad with. I'm not going to kill me. I'm going to kill the person who pissed me off. You understand what I'm saying? Ain't going to be no murder-suicide. Trey Love just committed flat-out murder. That's all it's going to be. I ain't going to kill me. I'm not mad with me. I'm mad with you. So that's how it's going to go down, man.
As a disclaimer, yo, Trey Love's thoughts and feelings and emotions are those of the radio.
What would I be without my co-host, y'all? Look here. We like, good God. We finna go on and play on some with you, man. And to my ladies out there, I pray for you. I hope that you have and or find the man that you need to fulfill your dreams, aspirations, your hopes, and your desires. Because all you really need is one, you know? And this song goes out to all those ladies that are woman enough to admit that all they need is one man. This is Whitney Houston, y'all. All the man I need. BlogTalkRadio.com/HandsomeLife 310-861-2317. Tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy of comedy is in. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you that there's an overwhelming number of callers on the line. So I'm going to play a little more Whitney, right? And I'm going to make sure I check and get everybody on the line who wants to talk. So that way we can make the show about you, the listeners. All right? And, ladies, I hope y'all enjoyed this song, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I know the fellas, you know, we need that. And I want to say this to my ladies as far as, you know, the situation we're talking about today with trust. Remember, if you make your man feel like he's 100%, if you make him feel like he's the only man alive, it's really hard not to trust you. You know what I'm saying? It's really hard not to feel that comfort. And it's the same thing, you know. Look at me. I'm the Playboy of comedy. You know, Mr. Trey Love, you know, you better tune in and tell a friend that I'm in. But guess what? There is a woman that knows I love her. Whew. Because you know why she know I love her, y'all? I'm going to let Whitney sing it for you. Ever God could have ever put on this planet. Nia, what's up with you, girl? Okay, that's 951. Y'all, I got to open Nia's mic. Nia, where you at? Is that you?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. You got to forgive me.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay, I
good.
Can. That wasn't even technical difficulties. I'm going to be honest. That was just me messing up. I want to thank we got a brother that's called in, a gentleman by the name of Marvin. I'm very happy about that. We got some more testosterone in the building to help me out with all these fine ladies. So let's get back to this issue, this trust issue. I want to start with the brother. I want to get him on the line. And also, we got our girl Keisha in the building as well, too. We got to get Keisha on the line so she can tell us about, you know, how the event was, because we had a wonderful time. Matter of fact, before we bring Marvin on, we're going to bring Keisha on to talk about JMP's birthday party, man. It was off the chain this weekend, man. We had a wonderful time. Keisha, welcome to Handsome Life Radio. How are you today? Mm-hmm. I just talked to her.
All right, Keisha. Then. Well, maybe not okay, just well. Yet.
Yeah, she might not be ready yet. I don't want her to beat me up. Let me check this other line. Keisha?
Get ready, Nia. Get ready.
Hey, I'm in.
Okay there go Keisha. 951.
You there?
No, that's
mine. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You know what? I'm going to just open all the lines up. I ain't even going to hold nobody in. I'm trying to do this.
They're pushing buttons and got people.
Yeah,
silent.
Just
I hear
all
Keisha
that.
Fine.
You can hear Keisha just fine. All right, I'm opening all the lines up. 713, you'll be the only line not opened up because I know you don't want to talk. Everybody else, what's up, y'all?
Okay, now you got everybody open now.
Yeah, so Nia, that's your job, Nia, to go ahead and take control as the co-host to make sure that everyone gets to talk and, you know, gets to make their point.
Okay, well, we're bringing Keisha in. We want to hear what Keisha has to say.
You wanted me to say talk about the birthday party. It was bananas.
Right.
If you weren't there, you missed a great party. It was off the hook. But it's always off the hook. It's always crowded at Jamal's birthday party. But this time, so we had our whole support team in the building. We had everybody from L.A. in the building. Everybody that could be there was there. And, you know, it was just a great look. And everyone was there to support Jamal. And I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, from everybody. Because, you know, as a team at Jazz Cafe, sometimes we felt a little bit on the outskirts. But everybody came in and supported on Friday.
Well,
and I know
the thing is, I'm
a way in IE.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know for me, I'm going to tell you, I had to, because the thing about, you know, Jamal, RJ, and yourself, Keisha, y'all always show love, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always show love. So
yeah,
my thing is,
yeah, my
man,
brothers
like,
are feeling a little bit like, you know, whenever we are showing love to other people, not to cut you off, but whenever we're showing love to other people or promoting other events, it takes away from our own event. And then when you
mm-hmm.
don't get that support back, you know,
mm-hmm.
that we've lost, because, of course, the membership, not the membership, but the parties decrease in numbers as we're promoting other events,
mm.
believe it or not. And then so when the event's over, then we're like trying to regain that back, and it's hard if everybody doesn't step in and support everybody.
Wow.
So that,
wow.
you know, not, you know, people not realizing that, you know, this was a year that we probably weren't going to do it this year. But, you know, I went, you know, of course, I was whining. I was like, Brunel, you don't never post my stuff on your wall. And you and y'all put Payless stuff on, y'all put my stuff. Yeah, I was whining to everybody. Y'all don't put our stuff up, but we do everybody else's and promote everybody else's stuff.
Nia, is it just me? Why?
I got nothing.
Nia says she's got nothing. Nia says she's got nothing.
We all sat in the meeting, and it was said, make sure everybody needs to be posting Trey Love stuff on your wall. I was like looking like, excuse me, I have every Friday and Saturday too. Excuse me.
Well, I just want to say straight up to all of the promoters, Pernell, to Deshaun, to Jamar, DJ Jamar, to my boy Darren.
Ohio and Cha.
Oh, all them brothers out there in Ohio.
Was in
Cha. I'm going to say to each and every promoter, to Naya Capri, I know she does things. I'm going to say to each and every one of you, even Tim Stansel, I think you say he listens as well. And also,
oh, yeah,
to
he
you,
does.
Mia, I just want to say to each and every one of you promoters out there, and this is from the bottom of who I am as a man, as an artist, thank you, because I have really received a superb amount of love and representation and respect from all of you. Even recently, the new flyer for the summer solstice is out, and Pernille actually selected to put me on the flyer, which is something that I'm flabbergasted over, because it's one of those things that when I'm trying to do my thing and I'm trying to publicize myself, to actually get that much notoriety, to be selected to be on one of the flyers for the summer solstice, that's a big deal, man. So I just want to send a shout-out to him, man, send my love to him, and send my love to, like I said, all of the promoters out there, man, because these guys are really amazing, and it's a team of black people out here that are doing their thing, man, and we are really working together as an enormous unit. And I want to say to all of us collectively, Giovanni, Brad, Lane, the list goes on and on. Margo, I mean, I could just talk all day. I think honestly, it's about maybe 25 to 30 of us that really hold together. And when I say us, I'm like you, Keisha. I'm just able to say us, to be proud, to be part of such a group that does so much. You know, the Nicole Cartier, Lyrical Spice, bringing us El DeBarge Jr. You know, she's kind of new to the camp, but the girl jumped right in head first. So just to everybody,
yes,
man, that's putting it down. And then also, don't forget, I'm going to be hosting Brian White's birthday party with Deshaun Cabeza coming up on April 21st. And y'all can catch me April 12th at the Comedy Union. So, Keisha, you know what? Since you put everything out there, I'm going to put it on you, Keisha. You ain't came to see me perform, not one time yet. So what I expect from Keisha and RJ and Jamal, because I did make the party, what I expect from Keisha and the IE crew and Nia, you my witness, I expect all y'all to be at the Comedy Union April 12th, 2012. And if you're not, I'm going to talk about your ass friend.
Okay, I was ready to say 75.
Let me look at my calendar.
You need to put that down.
Look at my calendar.
Because you didn't see Nia came from the IE by herself to the Comedy Store, didn't you, Nia? So did.
I came out with Brenda. I came in front. Me, my girl. In fact, it was me, Brenda, and Eric. We all came out to rep.
Yeah, y'all showed it. But what was Keisha though? What was Keisha?
You are absolutely right. I have not came out to see you perform.
Okay.
The only time that you and I have met up and done things is as far as, you know, business.
Oh, I'm going to say, don't be telling everybody.
I'm just going to say as far as, shut up. I mean, business, you know, with me,
I like
other management.
You're putting it on Front Street, with done things. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Business, you know, plugging you in different things and stuff like that. Business, we have talked and met as far as those things are concerned. But I do have to say, and this is not an excuse at all whatsoever, but I do have to say that when I have an event or something to promote or something to hit up because I'm promoting something else, that, you know, I do got to feed these kids because they flush toilets all day long and eat up all the cookies. So I got
to see, I know how it is. You know, I know how it is, Neil. You know, we're going to get back to the subject, but see, like I always say about you, you know, you the girl from high school that's still fine, you know, so I don't expect you to be in one place. You got to be in so many places. So as long as you pushing and supporting Trey Love, like I said, the girl from high school, y'all, that's still fine.
Amen.
So we're going to go on and get
Amen.
Back. We're going to go on and get back to trust. So before we do, though, Keisha, I'm going to trust that you're going to at least put on your wall, and you're going to tell people to make sure that they at the Comedy Union on April 12th to support the comedian amongst the promoters,
oh,
Mr. Trey Love.
Always that. I can always push whatever you're doing. Blast it to 3,000 people, 4,000 people. It does not make a difference. I can always do that. I can even call my PR and say, hey, blast this out. And throughout the network, you know, you know what I do, but
I know, yeah, in private meetings. But no, we gonna get back to subject here. So we got everybody on the line. I wanna ask the brothers. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me pull it back a little bit because I do want to get back to the subject at hand. I want to ask the brother Marvin that's on the line. First of all, brother, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to not only listen to but also call in the Handsome Life and just spread, give your opinion. You know, we have a great female following over here. But like I told you, the reason why I bought Nia along is, because I know Nia can get some fellas to come through. So, brother, first of all, introduce yourself, and then from there, talk about any issue you have with trust.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say, you know, thanks for having me on and everything. Am I the only brother that called in?
Yeah, man. So far, I see a couple of other fellas on the line, but yeah, bro, it's just me and you, dog.
Bro.
Don't be scared.
Wow. What's up, man? How you doing?
Don't be scared. Go ahead.
Oh, I ain't scared. But
Marvin's scared. Marvin, shit.
5 feet, 1 at 75. Oh my God! Y'all don't have to turn. Hold on, you at 75? Because that's 25.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh God! I'm gonna get some new shoes.
Hey, Trey, she said I'm scared.
What's up,
bro?
Nervous. Right,
yeah,
right. So you heard her, right?
Let's get back to trust.
Yeah, I want to hear brother's opinion on this, because this is one of those subjects, man. Like, a lot of times, you know, and let me just run this by Marvin real quick, because, you know, we're men, and, you know, I'm assuming that you're like me between the age of 25 and 35, you know what I'm saying, between those ages, and that's right, goddamn it, I might be 27 for all y'all goddamn know. Anyway,
that's,
but yeah, like, I'm
right.
What the hell? Hey, Keisha, I'm the dude from high school that's still fine. I'm the dude from high school that's still fine. What I got for Marvin, though. Why is it that a lot of brothers, and you know, we talk, brothers tend to, in my opinion, have this, man, can't no B hurt me, man. Can't no H mess with me, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a damn about these H's. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's categories. Everything has its category. But realistically, bro, can you be hurt by a woman?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, I've been hurt a few times. The thing is, you know, you take that hurt and, you know what I'm saying, and you expel it, you know what I mean? Or you just direct it towards something, you know, that basically just makes you stronger.
Right.
And I believe there's basically like two types of trust. You have this general trust, like, you know, you were saying earlier, you know, that's something that you use in business or whatever type of relationship. It's a general trust, and this trust you could keep forever is basically trusting and knowing that that person is human.
Right. That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
I don't know, though. I won't say I don't know, but I'll say I agree to an extent, but I almost feel like people hide behind that exact comment. Well, we're just human. We're only human.
There's two types of trust. I'm just giving you this first one.
I wouldn't kneel on that one.
Here's the thing, though. I wanna agree. Let me and Marvin talk for a minute, because I wanna kind of tag on what Marvin said. Here's the thing: the same thing you expect from us, then you have to give us. You see what I'm saying? We have to give you. So here's the
thing.
But
I didn't say that.
When you,
that's
when
not
what
I when, said.
No, when
what
you
I
guys
said
make
is, go ahead. I feel people hide behind the I'm just human. Like, I have guy friends who I love and adore as my brothers in life who tell me all the time I should settle because they're only human. We are men, we're only human. So ultimately they're
that's
telling
true.
Me.
Oh, but see, that's
true.
You hate to hear it. But if you keep hearing the same thing over and over again, there must be some element of truth. And I just want to say,
yeah,
I don't
have
to Marvin,
men are not owning up to their responsibility.
Right.
We are all human. That does not mean that I need to hop in bed with every dude
exactly.
that tells me I'm
human. Nobody say that. See, that's
true.
Not the point.
But
so let me say this. I want to know if Marvin has the same feeling as I feel. Yes.
Okay, Trey, you gotta let me come in on this one, though, seriously.
Okay, let me just say one thing. I want to say one thing, and then you can come right in, and then I really want to come back to Marvin. But let me just say this one thing, and it's going to be quick.
I'm sorry.
No. Okay. The one thing I got to say is real quick. You women have a hard time trusting men with our penis. That I agree with and understand. But
you women?
Ladies. No, I said women have a hard time trusting men with our penises, which that I understand and respect. But here's another issue. What about you guys with money? I think women with money and a man with his penis.
I'm just going to say this.
I'm paying bills over here. They all paid. Lights on, everything.
Stupid.
They're snugging off.
You know what? But Trey, I'm going to tell you like this. I got the perfect scenario of why things are the way they are. Seriously, I got the perfect scenario. It's called the Prince Charming It's called The Prince Charming and the Serious Down-to-Earth Measurement on how we were taught to live and be as women and have moral characters versus what you guys were taught in order to be men and prosper and sow your oats. That's what you were taught to do. We was taught to be princesses, and we were supposed to be somewhere loving one man while you guys was told, you know what, you sow your oats until you got it all out your system, and then you settled down with one. I mean, the color purple came to explain it no more tougher. Here this man want to pick out a 13-year-old to marry when in reality he done married two or three different times and had babies, but he don't want a woman that's soiled. Holla at you, girl.
Okay, okay, I'm glad you said that. Let me get a little something. Hold on, I got your response, baby. I got your response. Let Trey respond, because I'm going to respond, and I'm going to respond very intelligently and eloquently, as I always do, and make my point, which you may agree or you may disagree, but either way, as a male and a female and two human beings, we can agree to disagree. Don't you agree?
Amen.
Now, here we go. Shut. Now, let me finish breaking it down to the level that it needs to be broken down to. First of all, remember who you're on the phone with. I am a very open-minded man. So I'm going to say to you this, lady, and to ladies, you are absolutely right. I am in total and utter agreeance with you on your point. But here is the point. I didn't make the damn rules. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't create the way things are and the way things are set up. Let me say this. When you say I step in the club, right? Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I am an entertainer. I'm Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. The name fits the past, quote-unquote, reputation. But even still, and I'm going to be real, and like she said, and I agree with her, any woman, especially when I'm ready, would love to have me no matter what my past be. Now, let's flip it. Here we go. I'm going to show you where this goes, and I'm gonna be real. On the other end of that, even myself, I don't want a woman that was a stripper. I don't want a woman that was a former prostitute. I don't want a woman that has had sex with all of these different Tom, Dicks, and Harrys and porn stars and stuff like that. I don't want, and I'm going to be honest with you. Now, and I know Marvin are going to agree with me on this because he's a man. Would I give you some penis in the morning?
Right. Oh, my goodness.
But am I going to be your man? Am I going to say I love you? Am I going to entrust you to have my children? Am I going to give you my life and my money and let you walk around and say Trey Love is my man? Hell no.
Hell no.
That in itself is exactly what you just said. I didn't create
my nigga Mark.
You are the problem. That is exactly it.
No, I am not the problem, baby. I am not the problem. I am the truth.
No.
You are I am not the problem. I am the truth. Now, what I'm going to do.
You are trained. That's what it is.
But see, baby, like I said, I didn't. Hey, baby, like I said, I didn't make the rules, honey.
What we're going to do is
we're going to go to a song, right? And
no,
song
we want to hear from Marvin, because Trey is just
where Marvin at? Marvin, go ahead and make your point, then we're going to go to song.
Yes, we just took over. I was trying to hear what Marvin was trying to say. Go ahead,
Marvin.
Gary.
The brother come on, I can't get a word in.
You got to jump in there.
That general trust part, like, You have to trust and know that the person is human, male or female, that they're able to mess up. Not that you're looking for them to mess up, but you know that they can mess up just like you can mess up. So that's
right.
Basically the outward theory of it. And then two, you have your intimate trust.
Mm-hmm.
Which basically now, even in business or whatever aspect of life you're in, you can trust this person with important information or personal.
Mm-hmm.
You, you know, do some things with this person that you wouldn't, you know, do with somebody that you don't know. But from that journal to that intimate, there's a line right there, you know, that has to be drawn there. So that's a gradual thing that you go through. Now, you know, when you first meet someone, you know, okay, here's the general trust by saying, okay, this, you know, male, female, you know, that I'm seeing right now, boom, boom, boom. They, you know, we just met. Okay, this person might say something I might not agree with. They might do something I might not agree with. All right, cool. So now, if there's like some type of altercation, you know, you just rub it off, you know, brush off your shoulders. Okay, you know, that messed up. Hey, I could still forgive that person. So a lot of times, you know, when there's heartbreak, whatever, it's hard for people to forgive a person. And knowing that, that's dealing with their heart.
Yeah.
So, when you always keep that journal, even in your intimate relationship, you need to keep that journal of trust going even into the intimate trust. If your man or your woman mess up, you're like, okay, this hurt, but I know that they're human.
Mm-hmm.
They said some things. I'm going to forgive this person.
Wow.
I have to. I'm not going to allow them to have that power over me, because if they die the next day and I'm still pissed off at them,
mm-hmm.
then they still have that power over me and they dead in the grave.
Wow. You know, it's an old saying, Marvin, don't let people live rent-free. And that when they living rent-free, they living in your head, and that's the space they take in your head, man. And, you know, I just want to say straight up, I thank you and commend you for taking the moment to call in, man, and an intelligent brother that's real. What I appreciate about him is he ain't on this phone fronting. Like I said, I've had conversations with dudes, and they be on some like, yo, man, can't no girl do this to me and can't no girl hurt me. And the way he explained and broke it down, which was so real, he was like, nah, you know, if you've been hurt. And I want the ladies to know that, yes, we do hurt. Yes, we do have feelings. Yes, it does tear us up inside when you do certain things. And how do you rebuild that? You know, because a man can forgive too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dang, my lady did this to me and whatnot. I'm hurt. I'm devastated. But then when you think long term, what kind of woman overall do I have? And see, that's where I kind of want to mess with my co-host on. When you think of the man you have overall, not the moment, man, or the anger for that moment, you know, if a man, ladies, I'm going to put it to you real. When and if a man really loves you, just like Brother Marvin said, you don't even understand how many different ways and how many different things, not to say push the limit, but you can get away with it. You got the brother's heart, baby. And when you got the heart, you got everything. You understand what I'm saying? So tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy's in. blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, 310-861-2317. Ladies, we about to trade places.
Hey, I know what you're used to. We're going to do something different tonight.
thing back. I'ma put it on your.
That's my main man, Usher, man, putting it down. Man, welcome back to Handsome Life Radio, man. Tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. We got a really hot show today, hot topic. It's a lot of folks on the line. I have my homegirl Tiff call in. I see I got my girl Shaquise on the line. Man, a lot of people want to talk about this subject. And I got a brother that actually took the time out to call and help me out today. And I really appreciate him taking the time and not just calling, but especially giving some wise words to assist us all in doing better. That's why we're having this conversation and we're having this forum and this show on relationship segments, y'all, in order to better us. You know, because if the relationships are good, you know what that means? That means that we're going to be able to do things like my cousin Ronald Alexander and his wife celebrating 22 years of marriage and three beautiful children. That's what we're trying to do, man. We need to bring the family back together, y'all. And that's something that, to me personally, this day and age is just not happening. Y'all remember back when Grandma and Grandpa and Nana and them and Great-Granddad and them, you know what I'm saying? Them folks were together. And they was together 40 years, 50 years. My great-grandfather and my great-grandmother were married 63 years. And I'm going to put this out there, not to, and I know this going to get the ladies going, not to say anything to amen what my grandfather did or didn't do, but he had an outside child during the relationship out of 63 years, and an outside child, not just infidelity. He had an outside child. So I know the lady's going, oh, well, she shouldn't have, and I wish, but you know what? That woman died with that man. You understand what I'm saying? And they lived together for 63 years. So we can sit here and, well, if it was me, and he would have, I would have, ain't no, but you know what? Like I said, my great-grandmother, pillar of the community, Miss Lula Leverett, was down with her nizza.
Oh, I can't remember.
You heard me right, Marvin. Marvin, no, she was down with her nizza. For 60, they were married for 63
Trey,
years.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I got too much to say about that. Forget that. Tell him, Nia. I'm sorry. I got much to say about that. That's crazy.
Oh, lots. Like, I was thinking, excuse me.
I knew y'all was going to eat it up. I'm just waiting.
Hell yeah.
Wait, what?
Hell to the no.
That's the mentality of men today. And I'm going to say this, because what I notice is people are quick to say men, women. When I speak, I'm not pointing the blame at only men, because I understand that as a black woman, we take a share of the blame as well. If nobody ever stops and says, look at my behavior. What can I do to change what I can control? Because I can't control another man. I can control Nia. If nobody ever stops pointing fingers, we in the same cycle. And I don't condone the behavior. I don't condone the fact that a man cheats on a woman and has a child out of, you know, wedlock or out of, you know, another situation.
You know what,
that's
Nia?
Not okay. And it's not okay for women to sit back and take it.
Did I one time say that I will never forgive you, Nia? I don't think that it's okay to do, but it does happen, and not
is that
all the time. Yes, it is.
It
not
don't
all
make
the
it right,
time
though.
That it,
it don't make it right.
It's not okay. It's not okay. But not all the time do you have to break up a relationship or break up your marriage over it.
That's all I'm saying.
You know,
I'm not. Thank you for
that. That may cause you to want to leave, but if it happens over and over again, then that's a different subject.
Sorry.
But if
that's
it happens,
exactly.
But can we put the flip flop on the other foot? Suppose a woman went out and had a baby by another man, what would happen? What about that?
Hold on,
what about this man?
Let's take our time,
what about
ladies
the
and
woman?
Gentlemen. Let's take our time. I'm totally with you. Yeah, just take our time.
Put the flip flop. Put the flip flop on the.
Okay. Whew. Sorry about that, y'all. go ahead, Nia. Just say
hello.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Nia. What was you saying out with the young
all
lady?
All I'm saying is exactly where Keisha was going with it, which is to say, if the shoe were on the other foot, the marriage would have been over. I think a woman, and now, at this point, I'm taking it from a woman's standpoint. A woman's dedication, level of love, and standing by her man. I'm a down chick, and I've always been that way. If I love you, I love you. Ride or die, Bonnie and Clyde, that's how I get down. A lot of women out there are exactly the same way. And, you know, my husband, ex-husband, told me when we were married, if you ever cheat on me, I will never be able to forgive you.
Yeah, and you know what?
I think that's the most ridiculous
thing I've
ever heard.
When I was talking to you guys, I was talking about from both ends. I'm not talking about just from a woman's point of view. I'm talking about both.
Let me jump in. Let me say something real quick, y'all, and then because I heard Marvin trying to say something. We need both opinions. But here's
Trey, is my mic open?
Yeah, your mic is wide open.
Yeah, we hear you.
I want to say this to the ladies. And this is where I'm coming from the heart. I'm not condoning anything, but here's the difference. Women tend to be able to deal with things better because you have less ego. I'm going to be totally honest with you. It's not any more right or it's not any more wrong. But the demographic of how a man is and how a woman is, this is real talk. A man's ego can't let him walk around. Any man that's, like, say, a man, his ego can't let him walk around and continue to love and be with a woman that has given herself, which is his pride, to another man. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, with a female, for example, and hold on, y'all, let me finish my point, and then from there we're going to run it again. If you look at anything animalistic, I always refer, I really study Egyptian. You understand? I know about, like, the animals that we follow, the lion, for example, the bull, for example. If you look at the bull, it's always a bunch of females around that one bull. If you look at the lion, when he's walking through the forest, it's always a bunch of females around that one lion. I want to tell y'all this quick story, and then from here we can jump back in it. But because, like I said, it's natural instinct, a difference between a male and a female. Please don't get mad with me, ladies. I'm only telling y'all the truth. If you ever have been to the country, for those of you who have been to places like Mississippi, Texas, and stuff like that, if you've ever been on a chicken farm, if you put two roosters in a hen house, one rooster is going to kill the other rooster. There's only one man to satisfy all of those women. Now, I'm not trying to condone. I'm not trying to say what's right. I'm not trying to say what's wrong. All I'm giving y'all ladies is some reality.
Those are animals. We are human beings, and we have the ability to. And moving past that.
Oh, Lord. Is that the girl that's still fine?
Real quick.
Next person.
May I get in real quick, please?
In.
Of course.
I'm not gonna rattle off long. What it is though, is very simple, and I see a huge problem here. This is a form to resolute. Ladies, shut up. The men are trying to tell you something, and I got 11 years under my belt because I shut up. You're jumping on the men as soon as they're speaking. They're trying to tell you what to do. And if you don't agree, it's okay. You're not sleeping with them. Try to take what you need from it and apply it in your life and your relationships. But they're trying to tell you something. This is nationwide. When there's a forum and there's men and they're trying to let it be known how to handle things and what to do, we fight them. No, stop the fighting. If you fight here, you're fighting at home. Let these men speak and let them get it out. And the secret... to the 60 and 70-year relationship, daddy crept out. Papa crept out. Papa Pooh crept out the back door. That is the secret to the 70 and 60-year-long marriages.
And that woman died with that man, though.
Right. Whether or not we like it today or not, that is what happens. Mama say, if they walk out the front door, just when they come back in, clean them up and put them to bed.
I'm not doing that shit. That's not my get down. I'm gonna say that straight up.
You
don't have to argue about it. She's just saying, just listen.
No,
and if you don't want to agree, then just say, I don't agree.
Yeah, you don't have to, honey. You don't have to agree with that. I understand. But is this simplicity? Men are simple. I can't say it. Men are very simple. All we have to do is sit back and pay attention. Store ammo. Then you shoot when necessary. Shut them out, store ammo, shoot when necessary. That's all you have to do. I got 11 strong years.
I'm still laughing at Nia. You done got my girl worked up. Okay, let me get my co-host alive. Let my co-host talk first. Let my co-host give up.
Your
co-host
is good. My only issue is come at me like we're grown, right? I don't do the shut-ups. I don't do the don't be. We all here to talk and express an opinion. The resolution isn't going to be fixed in one day, in 2 days. It's all about us all taking ownership in our situation. So with that said, Keisha.
Well, this is Tiffany speaking.
Go ahead, Tiff. Let Tiff come in.
I'm speaking from an opinion, from my opinion, and I agree with what the lady last was just saying, and I agree with what you're saying, too. It's not, but it's us women. We always yakety-yak. We rather shoot first and ask questions later. And a lot of the times, our men are not out there to go get women. It's what
that's
they
right.
got at home that they deal with when they come back home. We like to go to the club, don't we, ladies? Yes, we do. But we don't expect our men to question us on what we have on and how our nails is looking, while our shorts, our skirts is hiked up and our booties is hanging out. But when our men get ready to go out, we want to question what they got on, why they put that cologne on, why you freshening up so much, who you waiting for. That's our problem. If our men are trusting us to go to the club, why can't we trust them? I mean, it takes two to tango, correct? That's how it goes in this world. It's just like that. It's just like Trey's grandmother. She stood by that man. It's always a moment of weakness. Women, we walk outside and we enjoy men looking at us, don't we? Yes, we
do. Yes, y'all do. Y'all damn sure do.
Why can't we let our men look at women? They doing it. We looking at men too. We like, ooh, he hot. What's wrong with that? Are we cheating? No, we're not. We don't think it's
like
nothing
that.
Wrong with it. But when if a man do it, oh, hell no. Wait a minute. You ready to argue? You ready to throw his stuff out the window? First of all, it's a double standard. Don't sit there and say, hey, you can't do that. You can't do this. You can't do that. And then expect you to be able to do it. You know,
I want to. Let me jump in real quick. Tiff, let me jump in real quick, and I'm going to go to song. But first of all, before I do, I want to say to you and Shaquise and Nia and Keisha, all four of y'all women, and my girl Sandy B out there, all y'all women, man, thank y'all. Because what you're doing right now, what we're having, ladies and gentlemen, whether you realize it or not, this is somewhat of therapy for all of us. It's
yes,
the ability for us to be able to sit down as adults and have a forum. And just to tell you all, myself and Nia are going to be co-hosting together our own web series of Relationship Woes. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that God is good. So we're doing radio right now, but we are going to be sitting down. You're going to see us we're putting a web series together. We've already got the studio lined up. So we're going to be able to do this. And what I'm hoping we can do is heal from this. And I'm not, and this is what I'm not trying to do to anyone. I'm not trying to change Nia to say, oh, I would take this. I'm not trying to change you to do that. And I'm not trying to change a woman to say, hey, look, I would take this. Because here's the thing at the end of the day. Each and every one of us got one person to sleep with for throughout your birth to death, and that's your damn self. So whatever decisions you decide to make, make sure you are ready to live with the long, short, midterms of your own decisions, y'all. Don't hit me, church. Again, y'all, let's love and let's keep living. Let's keep loving, y'all. I'm so happy right now, y'all. The energy is good, man. We hype. I'm going to play one song, man. I'm going to come back, man, and we're going to finish out this last half hour, man. And again, to all y'all, man, Brenda, all y'all, man, thank you. Mr. Marvin, sir, thank you, man. Yo, blogtalkradio.com/hamlife 310-861-2317. Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy of motherfucking comedy is in.
Never be your boyfriend, 'cause you know I got a special girl. And I could never be your husband, but that don't mean you still don't rock my world. And I can take you to an island, we can be there just the two of us. Girl, I love to see you smiling. All I ask is that you keep. Girl, I love you. Be my life. Be my life.
Y'all gonna get me beat up in here. I hope my lady's sleeping.
There's no heart for you, Trey. She got you.
I mean, hey, y'all need owe us about $50,000 on the air. We was over here, y'all. The co-host went on ahead and slipped. I know when y'all
are. You owe me $150. Did you hear me? $5 from your $150.
Yes,
can you
ma'am.
Hear me, Trey?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
we
I can hear you. Is this which one is this?
Oh, Keisha. Okay.
Let me. I got all the lines opened up. Let me think. Tiff should be on the line. I think Marcia's called us back.
Nia's gonna jump straight from muting her mic.
I'm sending you a message. I'm sending you a message, Nia, because I know I'm not gonna be able to get all this in. So I'm feeling it. Oh my!
Hey, y'all, the radio show that turned to a point that they can't even talk no more. You know what, girl? Just meet me on the inbox. Girl,
right.
I need the straight is over there. I'm about to. Hey, Mom, is it live over here on Handsome Light, bro?
What's that?
I say is it live over here on Handsome Light, bro?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm definitely
man, we're getting it in, man. And make sure you join me, Marvin, on Facebook if you haven't already, brother. I'm Artistically Trey Love on one page, and my other page is Comedian Trey Love. Please take the time, man. Join me, man. And call in every week, man. You know what I'm saying? If you can, at your leisure, man. Call in, man, because we need the energy, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, we met. Me and you had met before.
We met?
Yeah.
I didn't steal nothing from you, did I? I don't owe you no money, do I?
Sure you do.
Do I owe you some money, man? If I owe you money, man, on the 32nd of the month, I got you.
Not the 32nd of the month,
Marvin. If I owe you some money,
I think he gonna plead the fifth in a minute,
Marvin.
No, but
for
real,
the 32nd.
We met on the photo shoot. The other day, we met recently.
It was, you know, we did the photo shoot for the black and white for Brandy. Brandy Clark. I had the long whole haul.
Brandy. And you had what on?
The white. You know Brandy White?
Yeah, I know Brandy.
We did the photo shoot for that.
For the black and white?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, was that out there?
Let's go.
Because I want to make sure I show the brother love, man. Because brother, you gotta forgive me too, because I do smoke a hell of a lot of herb. You know what I'm saying? So like my I don't even front about that. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
You are so crazy.
No, I'm keeping it 100. People don't even realize I've been smoking herbs since I was like 3. I really is like I was raised by a pimp. So
three?
I mean, my daddy used to get it in my bottle.
Oregano.
I'm serious. Like I used to get it in my bottle for real. He used to blow it in my face.
He used to get you catnip.
Yeah. I'm gonna eat this. Eat these brownies, little nigga. You know, go to sleep. brother, hit me with an inbox so that way I know who you are again, because I want to make sure you call back, because I want to tell you, man, what I like is, and I want to thank Shaquise for like, kind of just, you know, Shaquise is a little rough, but addressing the women to, like, let them know, to kind of take the moment to listen to what the brothers are saying, because what this is, ladies, is what I'm trying to do is heal what's going on, because for the last 50 years or so, it seems to me that black relationships have just taken a turn for the worse. I mean, all of us on this phone right now are of age. How many people can say they know someone, they personally know someone that's been married 15 years?
I can say.
Me.
Yeah, I can say.
I can. My best friend's been married for 15 years, happily married, and she had children before they got married, and right now they're about to have their first kid together. And
okay.
It's a beautiful thing to watch them.
Okay, so that's one. Now, how many more? Just curious, because we all can. That's why I asked that. We can pull out that one. It's like saying when white people say that Rocky Marciano, the greatest fighter ever fought, they ain't got but that one. They say Eminem, the greatest rapper of all time. They ain't got but that one. So after that one,
I have several in my family.
Oh, you do, but see, that's in your family. Where you from, Brenda?
I'm from California. My sister's been married for 30 years. My other sister's been married for 20 years. I have aunts and uncles that have been married for about 50 to 60 years.
Well, the women in your family got some of that good stuff. That's that good stuff. I'm telling you. No.
I was married for 17 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, y'all, okay. Well, okay. Well, that make me put, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm not God sometimes. So just take the time and let me know where I'm wrong, because I do see that, I guess, there are marriages. I'm going to just say this. Personally, I haven't seen a lot of them, and I'm going to be totally honest with you.
I can tell you why.
Tell me.
And the main thing is, like you're talking about like with your grandmother and your grandfather, and a lot of, you know, the old school love, the thing was, a lot of marriages today, they stop forgiving each other.
Right.
That's the issue right there in hand. They stop forgiving. I've never been married in my life, but I've, you know what I'm saying, I mean, God has strategically placed people around me so that I can learn, you know what I'm saying? I remember from I was 3 years old. My mother and my father never got married, but I still remember before I got married, he told me, so, you know what I'm saying, with argument, I said, no, I remember the thing I killed yesterday.
Right.
Now, my dad, he always been in my life. And this is what I come about with the trust part, ladies. Nowadays, there's not the man in the house no more. We have a lot of males going, not a lot of men.
Whoa.
So you have to, you have to step back and go, okay, is this dude a male or is he a man?
Wow.
I really
hope y'all paying attention to what this brother's saying, because, brother, you got my ear bent. You got my ear bent with that one.
And you know, you also have some perpetrators out there. You know, and a lot of guys, if there's any more fellas listening, hey, just because you got a Johnson hanging in the family, they're going to make you a man. Because you can go out here and see, and they're animals with things on them. They're not men. They're the male species.
Right.
So,
damn.
That's the thing I had to run. And like I said, going back to forgiveness, we've got to learn how to forgive one another again. You know, the black community, we so jacked up now. We don't know how to forgive, and we can't trust nobody. And, I mean, you got Chinatown, Asian town, whatever type of town, but, hey, there's no African town.
Wow. See, brother, we think alike. I like a well-read brother, and that's who we got on the line. Marvin is a well-read brother. I really like having conversations with black men that know the truth of our history. I mean, just pay attention to what he said. You got a Chinatown, you got Greek town. Go to Chicago somewhere. You got Chinatown, Greek town, Italian town, German town. They got every damn town, but they'll give you us a Malcolm X Junior College. I'm sorry. It was funny. But it's true.
Martin Luther King Road.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So pay attention to that. And what we need to do, which personally I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth, even while I'm taking charge and using this forum that I'm using right now. You know, brothers such as myself and yourself, there's no need for just me to have an education, Marvin. There's no need for just you to have an education. It's a need for us to take the time, and what we should do, you know, like I said, we're going to have the web series and stuff, but what we should do is start taking the time to mentor some of these young men that are without fathers. You know what I mean? Take charge, and because the only way to really learn how to be a man is from a man. I mean, I learned a lot from my mother, and I really appreciate and respect her for being the mother to me that she was. But it's certain aspects of life, certain things that as a man, you need a man to show you that ish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Me, I don't owe you no money. I said ish. Anyway.
That's true. And think about it. And it's a certain aspect that, a lot of females, the thing is, however it go, everything falls on the man, especially when it comes to relationships. The women react to what men. And if that woman grew up in a house with, you know, with a father, you know, he's in her life doing what he's supposed to be doing, daily telling her constantly, you my princess, you're beautiful, don't let nobody tell you otherwise.
Right.
And then when she gets of age, and when some little, you know, little thug dude try to walk up on, some little player cat try to walk up on, it's, you know, telling her, oh, baby, you're beautiful. She's like, oh, yeah, I know. My daddy's
right.
family is all five.
Exactly.
So she won't fall. She won't fall into that statistic. You know what I'm saying? Of being, you know, a hoe or, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They say that women out of your days, which, you know, I don't condone, because a woman is a woman, first of all, before she's a hoe or she's a bee. I don't care what she does. I don't care if she's out there prostituting, she out there doing whatever. She's a woman first, because that's what God made her.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot reverse, I don't care what type of mentality we have or what type of power we think we have, we cannot reverse that, because she's God's creature. She's God's child.
That's right.
Before she's anything else.
Yep.
So
can I say something?
We have to, as
sure.
Men, have,
1 second. Let him finish and then jump right in.
Oh, okay. I thought he was. Okay.
As men, we have to be able to, you know, instill, you know, we need to just step up and be able to tell these daughters, tell our daughters, tell our sons what they need to hear. Son, pull out the chair for your mama.
That's right.
Open the door for your father, for your grandmother.
That's right.
Whatever.
That's right.
Daughter, if the Negro ain't, if he ain't open the door for you, if he ain't pulling out the chair for you, hey, don't bother. He's selfish. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
These things gone, but like I say, a lot of that old school, that chivalry is gone, and it's a shame.
Yeah, it really is. Now, I want to give me 1 second, Ma, but I want to go ahead and let Keisha come in, and then from there, I have to do the DJ Jamar mixdown. So, Keisha, go ahead and make your point. But, brother, your words are very much respected, and from me personally, I appreciate it so much. So many thanks to you, brother. Make sure you call every week. Keisha, go ahead. And then from there, y'all, we're going to do a DJ Jamar mixdown.
Okay, I'll try to make this quick. Remember last week when I said I had never seen a man who was completely monogamous? Remember when I said that? And you guys were like, damn, like for real? It's because, like, even on the outside, when people think that someone is monogamous, really they didn't crept out the back door like she was saying Papa did, you know, or your grandpa did. You know, he may have cheated or whatever, and nobody knew about it. But with me being raised around a lot of men, they told me a lot of things, kept me up on game. It helped and it hurt in a lot of ways. Okay, I did come out thinking, all men going to cheat, so, you know, why should I put anything in there? You know, and that hurt my first marriage because I really didn't allow myself to feel fully because I was walled off.
You know what I want to thank
you for? He ain't
going to
be hurting me.
You know what I want to seriously thank you for? I want to thank you for being honest, because most women aren't honest with what happened growing up. It's a lot of women that went through a lot of things bad growing up and have a lot of bad experiences, have had a lot of bad experiences with black men, and that's what has turned a lot of you off. But I want to thank you for being a woman.
I thought it was normal that they had girlfriends and stuff like that. I thought that's what guys did. They had girlfriends coming in and out and whatever. I see my brother doing whatever and my uncle doing whatever. And, you know, my dad got all these kids. I thought that that's what men did. And it wasn't until I had a very, very intense counseling after my divorce that I learned how I needed to deal with that and how I needed to deal with that. Partially was the way that the young lady that was speaking before, well, I don't know who that was, I forgot, Tiffany or...
That was Shawnee B or Tiffany. Go ahead.
Okay, I forgot who that was, but what she said was, you know, that everybody, no one's perfect. And so what I was saying to Nia was what I did learn through great Christian counseling is that when you go into a marriage, you go into it saying, I will sin against you. I know. I will. It's biblical. The Bible says I will do that. Now, will I intentionally try to hurt you? No, I'm not trying to hurt you. But Adam and Eve set it off. I will do a sin against you. Something is going to happen at some point. In our life, that it's going to hurt you. You're going to do something to me. It's going to hurt me. Okay, I'm aware of that. You need to know how to repent, and you need to know how to forgive. And that's why when I talk to people later, damn near, I'm almost 40 now, but when I was down there 30 years old and was divorced, and I was like, oh, God, I couldn't imagine being married for 45 years. I sounded like a damn fool. And the old ladies were telling me and the old men were telling me, you know what?
It ain't been perfect for 45 years and 50 years. He done gambled off the house, you know, cheated a couple times, you know, alcoholic for 7 to 15 years out of the 45, you know, just, and we stuck it
kinda,
in.
That's kind of what I wanted to tag on, and I wanted to, we were going to get a little deeper with Brenda, because when she say, like, this person's been married 30 years, what I wanted to know, and this is the reality, just like what you said, Keisha, things aren't going to be perfect. Because
they probably didn't tell nobody though.
And them 30 and them 60 year marriages, sit down and talk to them people and pull the gloves off and let them be raw and real and let you know. Once you say, hey, this 20 or 30 years, I'm finna do this with your A double because I ain't gonna owe Nia no more money. You see, I'm watching my language. But when you do it like that, look at her. No, I said A double. But when you do it like that, y'all, and you go ahead and you buckle down and you say, this is what I'm going to do, this is what you have to do. Now, real quick, y'all, everybody, I'm going to have a free-for-all. I'm going to open the lines up and let everybody get, like, 2 seconds to say hi, bye, happy birthday, because I got to play my DJ Jamar mixdown. So we're going to start with 817. Be brief, say hey and bye to everybody, and then from there we're going to go down the list because we got about 28 y'all that needed to say bye. So go ahead. Shawnee B. Caller?
Shawnee B not there. Move on to the
okay.
I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
Real quick.
No, you know what? I'm going to be honest with y'all. I really think that some of us women have simple minds, and a man and a woman is both human and the same. They have the ability to know right from wrong, and it doesn't make it no better for a man to step out than a woman, because if the shoe was on the other foot, that man probably would have left her with her illegitimate child that's in the middle of their marriage and relationship versus standing there strong for her just like we have centuries over. I mean, we got great powerful men.
Hey, we gotta make it quick, and I totally agree with you because I sure would. So 951-427, I'll leave you right there with that illegitimate baby. Try it. Go ahead, 951-427, take us on. Say what you got to say. I'm dead serious. You'll be out there, you and his baby, because I ain't taking care of nothing ain't mine. So go ahead, Nia, go ahead and take control of the show and get us out of here.
All right, bro, take a try.
Okay, so. I'm just going to say one thing, and that is, one, I go hard on Trey because any black man that's in my presence, I'm going to hold you to a higher standard. I don't care. I'm not simple-minded. I'm a boss in everything that I do, so I'm not going to be the diaper, your boo-boo. That's not me. I still think I could be successful, and I know that I could be successful in a relationship with that mentality, and that's where I'm staying. Moving past that whole subject, I would like to say Memorial Weekend, we are having our ninth annual blackout party. It's Sunday, May 27, 2012, at Sevilla Jazz House in Riverside. So we'll make sure you get your tickets. Go online. Let's get it in.
Oh, that's church. That's church. Go ahead. Y'all, hey, everybody, just say bye because we ain't got time. I got to get my
bye.
DJ Jamar out of here.
Bye.
I just want to say to all
love.
Y'all, listen before
bye.
I let y'all go, man. I love it. Everybody saying bye. But before I let y'all go, man, this has been I can't even say another because they just keep getting better and better. Nia, I just want to say to you, sister, just for having my back, man, for just supporting me and just, you know, doing what we do to make this a very successful, very successful,
you know, that I
radio
got.
Show. And I appreciate you, sister, from the heart. You too, Kay, and the rest of y'all. And ladies and gentlemen, do know, and Marvin, if you're interested, brother, we will be filming a webisode on this exact subject with most of the same people that we're on the line with. So we're looking to be doing a lot of bigger and better things, man. If you want to sponsor the show, man, hit my girl, Marcia J up, y'all, because we need sponsors. We're looking for sponsors. Shout-outs real quick. I want to get this out the way to Naya Capri, Deshaun Capaza, Lakeisha Harris, JMP, Brunel Clark, Denore, and the Blanc Party was off the chain. Y'all check out the Summer Solstice. And what's that you got? What's the name of that thing you got again, Nia, on the 27th?
I'm a blackout. And you got, we got a blackout party with Upscale
Summer
Entertainment.
Summer Same Day, Summer Solstice.
That's right.
Blackout Party, Upscale Entertainment, man, it's going down. DJ Jamar Mix coming up, Darren them with 4Play Friday, the Elder Boss Jr., Lyrical's Fight Nicole, Cartier Entertainment.
Woo!
And all this that I'm doing to putting y'all out there, man, April 12, 2012, y'all better have y'all A-doubles in the building. And I know my girl Nia will because she done showed and mother flipping proved. The rest of y'all, church, show me something. Tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy has been in. This has been another segment of Relationship Woes. Catch us next week, same bat time. same bat channel. We're going to have a DJ Jamar mix to take us home, y'all. Have a wonderful, blessed evening. Love y'all. Church.
Shout out to everybody.
Yo, tell me that wasn't all the way live. Hey, man, this has been another segment of Relationship Woes. BlogTalkRadio.com/HandsomeLife. 310-2317. Tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy has been in with his co-host, Nia Hernandez. And I want to just say to everyone that called in, the energy was overwhelming. There's too many names to say, but to our proud sponsors, to our friends, for that last mix by our in-house DJ, DJ Jamal Collins, man, much love. Marcia, man, to all y'all that show love to the station, man, to all y'all that continue to support me on my journey, I want to just thank you, and I pray that God continues to bless you on yours, man. We'll catch y'all next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.